Blood Sports Betting Show coming out of Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
And baby Toe.
Bubba Gumpino, he's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Teddy.
Good day to you, brother. Bruce, how are we?
What's going on?
What is going on, dude?
The Masters.
Yeah, the Masters is going on.
Fucking rights it is. Fucking rights it is.
Fucking rights it is,
fucking
boys.
Fucking rights, brother.
And for that, around 3:30, we will have DB on.
The Junkyard Dogs.
From the Junkyard Dogs, a.k.a. the Tour Junkies.
Hell yeah.
Tour Junkies, a.k.a. the Junkyard Dog.
Hell yeah.
And Emmett McMahon is also here with us today.
Tony, how are we?
How are you, brother?
I am doing absolutely fantastic, Tony. I did get my fucking teeth kicked in the NBA last night.
I think it was a tough night all around, brother.
Yeah, hand up. Fucking teeth kicked in on the diamond.
Baseball was good. The HL and the association was not.
I had Celtics.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we knew that was going to happen.
Yeah. There was a weird line.
Why'd you thank me?
Well, you said the Bucks weren't going to win another game the rest of the season.
Oh, yeah, fair.
That's actually what you
fair
said.
Point. Fair point. It's a fair point there.
I also had my first... People have never really gone after me on Twitter about my picks. Last night was my first taste of it, which you
Well, you're pretty confident at the beginning of the show, so that'll happen. That'll lead to that.
Yeah, cooled off last night. The Mariners cooked one parlay that I think would have lost anyway. And the Reds lost as well.
Yeah, I saw the Bruce, you cost me $300 with your pick. Here's an idea. Have your own fucking brain. Make your own fucking picks.
Yeah.
And if you're going to use someone else's picks, don't fucking blame them.
Yeah, and $300 on Mariners plus a half first five. Like,
that guy's doing pretty well for himself.
Yeah, I'd say.
Not bad.
Is that guy running a hedge fund?
Yeah, I had like 600, but.
Jesus Christ, what are you doing? Running a hedge fund?
No, I just won a lot of parlays.
Okay. Fucking,
I'm in Texas hockey one.
Clippers covered easily.
Clippers won.
Yeah, I know. Covered easily.
They play again tonight.
Yeah.
Ooh, interesting.
Interesting.
We'll take a peek at that. We
have a hockey team in Salt Lake City here.
We'll start with baseball here, and then we'll DB and the Junkyard Dogs, aka the Tour Junkies, will be on at 3:30 live from Augusta.
Oh, they're at Augusta.
Well, he lives in Augusta. Not from the golf course. Oh, you can't have your phone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Damn.
But
they wouldn't let him.
It does good tease.
Yeah, they have a fucking show set up.
No,
good tease.
I'm kidding. Wait, they're doing a show live from there?
No.
That would be.
He was there yesterday, though.
Okay.
DB was at the course yesterday
for practice.
Yeah, and took it all in, brother.
Did he play a par three this morning?
We'll ask. So you should ask that.
Hey, JJ had some good info on Rombo.
Yeah.
Like I said, the dinner went well. That was cool.
Hot vibes are high at the dinner.
I know you said it to JJ. I love what Rom's saying.
Guy's fucking speaking truth.
Yeah, you know what? I took the money. Who gives a fuck? Let me tell you how I feel about everything else.
Basically saying, do I love it here?
And also,
I don't know, but I did.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck? He gives a fuck. He, you know, built his legacy at the memorial at the BMW Championship. Yeah. And those tournaments are nothing without him. And you know,
well,
haven't thought about Rombo nearly as much as we would if he was in them.
No, we really haven't. But now we have to, okay?
Well, that's what everyone wants to fucking hear, what all these athletes think until they fucking tell them.
Yeah.
How about that?
But now, today.
What do you got?
Let's start with baseball.
Then the Junkyard Dogs.
Then the Junkyard Dogs.
Live from Augusta.
Live from Augusta. Yeah.
It's the title. That'll be the title of the podcast.
Colorado and the D-backs just
already fucking started, brother.
Just went off 1-0 D-backs in the first there. So we will start with a 3:45 first pitch. Patrick Corbin versus Jordan Hicks. I looked at taking the Giants because Jordan Hicks has been
a dog,
and Patrick Corbin has been not a dog, but the Giants haven't been hitting very well.
No.
So I'm going to stay away.
I'm going to lay a half just because I like betting against Patrick Corbin.
Yeah, it's a good bet normally.
We got the Blue Jays Mariners going right now.
Oh, you do have the Blue Jays Mariners?
Kirby got lit last
Again, yeah. He's on my no-fly list for a start.
I'm concerned,
he did not bounce back.
Yeah.
Oh, he did.
What's going on in that rotation?
The M's,
Theo,
the M's.
Kirby, they don't have flexing anymore. They got nothing.
Feels like the M's are fucking losing.
What's Logie doing today? How's he pitching?
0-0 after one.
Okay.
They were favored in Toronto.
Yeah. So
my apologies for circling back there.
No. You're good. George Kirby's on the no-fly list for a starter, too.
Yeah. I will start my, I haven't handicapped today, so I am doing it live.
Okay, I like that.
And I will start my parlay with the Giants to avoid the sweep against the Nationals. Can't be getting swept at home by the Nationals. Although,
no, you can't.
Although the Nationals also kind of one of those clubs where like they're in the basement and then they're in the World Series. So
yeah, they are.
Who fucking knows?
But this national team, we don't think that they're going to be, I don't.
It would be shocking.
It would be a tad
bit. A tad bit. If you like him, I would take a ticket now. I would get that flyer now.
Razor in LAA, yeah. Zach Little versus Jose Soriano. I am going to make a play on this one.
Rays.
Yeah, I'm going to go Rays. Yeah. First five, minus 120. Old Zachy boys went six and gave up none, went five and gave up one. Really good start to the season. I will ride the Rays here.
I'll join you, brother.
Okay.
Yes, yeah.
I'll jump in as well. Another team just hasn't been hitting it all well below what their probable average is, but I like the Rays here. The
Trout's fucking mashing.
The Angels are not playing bad ball.
No, Trout is mashing the mashing the ball.
Yep.
Okay. Eric Fede goes against Tanner Beebe. That would be the White Sox at Cleveland.
Fetty Wobbs pitching for the White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He's been pretty good this year, too.
Actually,
as well.
Connor, I know Connor is a big Eric Fetty guy, so you might want to get.
Hey, yeah.
What do you feel about Fetty Wap pitching for the White Sox this year, brother?
So, Fetty Wap.
Stay away from me.
Normally great.
Okay. He was good. Used to be.
Yeah. He had a good run.
He used to be.
He had a good run. Yeah.
Good
run.
Now he's just.
Yeah. Poop.
Yeah. He's just not what
poop,
he used
brother.
To be. Just like the real Fetty Wap.
Yeah. What's going on? How are we doing?
Good. You guys do your Masters picks already?
No. The Junkyard Dog comes on at 3:30.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I want to know, can you ask about Ricky Fowler for me?
Yeah.
Because like Ricky has something. There's something about Ricky.
Okay, but did Ricky win the par three today? Do you know that?
I don't know that.
Okay, he was in the lead. I don't know if
is
you
that
know.
Bad news?
That's, I don't know if you know this. Curse, no one who's ever won the par three has won that Masters as well.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Let me look.
Well, this is like the year of firsts, isn't it? You know?
Like
championship wise.
Okay.
About all the teams that won since the last Masters. That's Denver has their first title.
Sure.
Vegas. That was their first title.
Yeah.
True.
Part think about
three. Ricky Fowler.
Ricky Fowler. He won.
You know, the one ticket I would have, and I will ask the Junkyard Dog.
Fucking leaderboard?
Stu Sink? Yes. He's been playing very good golf.
Is there like, can you parlay top tens, or is only that three ball thing the only thing you can parlay?
You can parlay, you can parlay top tens.
Yeah, and 20.
Okay.
So you can parlay top 5, top 10, top 20, top 30, top 40, but you can't have someone, you can't have like Scotty top 10, Hideki top 20, someone Rory top 30. You can't parlay
individually.
That. Yeah, they have to be, you have to have like, you could parlay like five guys top 30.
Yes. They have to all be in the same top area.
Bingo.
Okay.
I do like doing that.
Is there a Sam Bennett this year?
Oh, I will ask that. Is there a Sam Bennett?
Batia?
Yeah, Batia maybe.
Well, yeah, not an amateur. There probably is a nasty amateur player as well.
That's who we need to find
Sam
out.
Sam wasn't even the top guy. Yeah, he wasn't top amateur. Exactly. Coming in.
We need to find the amateurs because you can bet on them to be top. Yeah. Like them to be top 10 is probably crazy.
You could definitely bet on top amateur as well.
Okay, so that's what I... Who's that?
Good question.
I need the top three amateurs.
Okay, I'll ask. Ricky and amateur.
If you bet $100 on lefty to win, which he does show up to this tournament.
The 27,000, right?
$22,500.
Yeah, I saw 27,000 out there.
Yesterday. Yeah.
Okay, so maybe that's that's.
I would be holding the lefty ticket when we get.
I'll think about that one. Yeah. Also, these last couple of games for NBA, just throwing this out here. Sam Hauser, 15 points.
Yeah, dog.
Lock it in and go to all the way to 20 because he will.
Okay. Thank you, brother.
Hammer down, boys.
Thank you,
Hammer
down. I'll get answers to your questions that ail you.
The Junkyard. The Junkyard Dogs will let us know.
Yeah.
They will.
Bid the Junkyard Dogs.
I do.
And let them know. I need to know the amateurs immediately.
I will do that, brother.
Thank you, boys. Hammer down.
Hammer.
Is Sam Burns at plus 8,000 not a decent price?
We'll get there.
I mean, I just got it pulled up. Like,
where did we just leave off? Oh, Fetty and Beebe.
I know.
White Sox and Cleveland. I got nothing.
This isn't baseball. This is still on golf. There should be an option on a book that you either pick a PGA guy or a LIV guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a fucking bet.
I'm surprised I haven't seen
it. That is a fucking bet that I would like.
Yeah. PGA versus LIV.
Yeah.
I'd love that. Or like more guys in the top 20. That
yeah, legit. Yeah. You could do that a whole.
I'm surprised books don't have.
It's like WCW versus NWO all over again.
Well, obviously, PGA has more guys, so that they would be the minus.
Yeah, yeah.
Naturally, but.
Yeah.
Just something came to my brain. I got nothing on
that. I actually listened to the first probably three or four innings of the Fetty Wap White Sox and the Guardians on the radio on my roundabout town home. Ridiculous what happened last night. The White Sox have scored like 6 runs all year. They score 5 in the first inning, win a slugfest 7-5. Obviously, you're laying a lot, but I like the Guardians laying 1.5.
With Tanner?
Yep.
We got Kyle Hendricks going against Dylan Cease. I just fade. I'm a fade Hendricks anyway.
Do you have a bit of a problem with Hendricks?
Really? I mean, Dylan Cease can't buy a W right now.
Give me the Padres first 5 money line, please and thank you.
Yeah, I'll join you, brother. I love Dylan Cease. I don't know if he has it like he used to have it, but I want him to.
Okay. I struggle with this one because –
I don't mind Hendricks, but Hendricks at home is a different animal than on the road.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't know at this juncture if the Cubs...
You better fight.
Yeah, Hendricks doesn't stink.
Let's not do
he
this.
He can turn back the clock on your ass if you're not careful. But it's not bad. I don't know who's a better baseball team here right now.
Who? Between who?
The Padres and the Cubs.
Oh, good question.
I'm confused now.
It doesn't.
On who's a better baseball
player. I'm saying all this, Hendricks is going to throw a fucking no-no tonight. Nah, guaranteed.
100%.
Yep, yep.
Guy's going at least 6 strong.
Yep.
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 If his arm doesn't fall off.
Dylan Cease is going to give up 6 runs in the
nail
first.
In it, brother.
Milwaukee at Cincinnati. Wade Miley gets his first start of the year. Against
I like Wade.
Hunter Green. I had it in. I had it start here. I thought I was going to be on Cincinnati, but I am staying away.
Really?
Yeah. I like the Brewers, so I'm staying away.
I'm gonna dive in on the Redlegs as much as I love Wade.
That was the
Miley.
Side I was going.
Yeah. Wade Miley bounces around, but he, you know what he is? He's a fucking inning eater.
He is an inning.
And there ain't that many of those left in Major League
Baseball. He's an hour. He'll give you an hour.
Like it's like when Rick Porcello was with the Red Sox. He goes 7 innings, give up 10 runs.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fine. Fucking eat up innings, brother.
Do it.
Yeah, give me the Reds.
Okay. Miami at New York. The Yankees. Weathers goes against Stroman. Stroman, he's been pretty good.
They're good.
Yeah. Been pretty good. Yep. 12, giving up none.
I was talking to Ty this morning. It's kind of fun having Nasty Nate as your quote-unquote Nasty Nestor, rather, as your quote-unquote ace. Because he's basically 50-50 shot, and then you got Rodon behind him and Stroman behind him, who are probably might be better than Nate Nestor Cortez.
Stroman for sure.
At the moment, for sure.
Yeah.
Rodon's off.
Not there with Rodon.
Yeah. You cannot fade the Yankees right now.
Yeah, I'm going to go Yankees full game run line.
Yeah, I'll lay a half on the
run
first
line.
Five.
Really bit my ass last night.
Yeah, I'm not. I took that last night with the Rangers, and I'm not doing it.
Baltimore, still in Boston. Yeah. Cole Irvin goes against Cutter Crawford, who has impressed me so far this year. Fuck. I'm going to take the Sox first 5 money line minus 120.
Wow. Good luck out there, brother.
You're staying away?
You're staying away.
I mean, I've been on the Red Sox.
You don't trust Cutter.
I love Cutter Crawford.
He's putting it all together.
I'm a little fucking disheartened with what happened yesterday. All right.
Fair. I love the Red Sox in this spot. Cole Irving has been
dog shit.
Really bad. Like very bad. And Cutter Crawford, like I said, putting it all together. I love the Red Sox full game.
Okay. Jose Quintana for the Mets goes against Alan, I believe it's Winans. He's a AAA guy. He's got good AAA numbers. Quintana, good numbers so far for the Mets. I'll stay away.
I'm going to take the Braves.
Okay.
Just a better ball club.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Okay. Feels like Quintana's dude to fucking get lit up here.
They got that guy, Albies, Ozzy Albies.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the crazy wide stance. He's hit.
This Braves team is a fucking problem.
He hits 400 against lefties.
Oh, yeah. I just don't think Quintana's holding the 2 ERA all
season. I hear. Houston at KC. Spencer Arrigetti goes against Seth Lugo. Arrigetti is a AAA guy as well, getting his first start. I'm going to go. And I know you guys aren't going to be with me here. Lugo. I'm going to go Royals full game plus the 1.5.
Ooh, Lugo's been good. Mm-hmm. I got nothing on that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you. Full game Royals plus the 1.5. Arrigetti struggles with control.
Oh, Arrigetti, you better fucking find the play, brother.
Don't love struggling with control.
No.
Heading into, although he did pitch well in his two minor league starts
this season. And then the last game of the night, Oakland at Texas. Ross Stripling goes against Cody Bradford.
The Rags lost to him last night.
Yeah, give me the Rangers. Give me the Rangers full game money line.
I'm going Rangers first 5.5. I know the A's aren't great, but they've, and I don't know if their rotation is great, but they've put together a rotation of names that we know.
We do know the name.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like, I think.
No, we do.
Yeah. Like,
that's a fact.
Right?
Yeah. That's a fact.
That is a full rotation.
They just can't fucking field.
Yeah.
That's the tough. That was the Red Sox issue yesterday. The bad defense is such a killer, dude.
Yeah. Maybe it's a Coliseum problem.
Could be a Coliseum problem.
They're there, right?
Yeah.
This is in Texas.
Oh, no, they're in Texas. Yeah, maybe it's a Coliseum problem.
Yeah, but the Coliseum follows you around.
Yeah, nobody's got weird shade everywhere.
Yeah. I'm on the Rays, first 5 money line. Padres, first 5 money line. Yankees, full game run line. Red Sox, first 5 money line. Royals, full game plus 1.5 run line. And the Rangers, full game money line.
Let's do all first 5, brother, because we did a full game yesterday and it lost. Giants -0.5, Rays money line, Dads money line, Reds money line, Yankees -0.5, Braves money line, Rangers -0.5.
Okay.
Bruce? This is the 6-leg parlay that I put together as we went.
Yeah.
The Giants money line, the Tampa Bay Rays money line, the Guardians on the money line, the Yankees money line, the Royals plus 1.5, and the Red Sox money line.
I can better not lose, Bruce.
Better fuck turn off your mentions, brother.
Better not lose, Bruce. Okay?
Better be perfect. Be perfect, Bruce. Be perfect.
Is our friend on the line?
I'm calling him right now.
Where's the junkyard?
I can hear the call.
Can I, connecting. Can I, before we get to the junkyard dogs, I'm going to wedge this in here?
Yeah, fucking shoehorn it in, brother.
How much money have I lost on Inter Miami lately?
Ton.
A lot. Messi's back. They're in this CONCACAF Champions Cup tonight.
Yeah.
They're down a goal, I believe.
Okay.
Them to qualify for the next round is plus 310.
Okay. Taking it.
I have to. Okay. I mean, you could take a money line plus 200, but it's like, if I believe they're going to win, I believe that they're going to qualify. So okay. I think plus 310 is a very good number there.
Okay.
Yep.
I like it.
That's concrete.
I like that
Champions,
too.
Brother.
Joining us now,
Junkyard Dog.
Yeah, friend of the program, long time friend of the program.
The only friend of the program.
Yeah, really. The only friend of the program left. I mean, we still have friends, we just don't call them anymore, okay?
Take that back.
You're right. Consig, friend of the program.
We have friends of the program, we just haven't called them in a while.
You're right.
2 years ago today was first time on the show.
Yeah, I saw that.
Show some respect.
Shout out, Consig.
Thank you,
Consig. Shout out. I'm sorry, I misspoke.
The Junkyard Dog himself, Mr. DB, Mr. Tour Junkie.
Live from Augusta,
Dave Barnett.
How we do it, boys? How we doing?
How are you, pal?
A couple things right off the bat. Why are you guys not calling friends anymore? Like, what's the deal?
We talked about this right before the show started, Mr. Junkyard Dog. I think it was because I was in Canada for so long. We did the FaceTime thing every day.
And then,
now I just came back and
we couldn't FaceTime.
This is probably my fault. This is on me, Junkyard.
Couldn't FaceTime when Gumpy was in Canada. So, we just got into a lazy routine.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Second thing, the junkyard dog thing, guys. What are we? What are we doing?
We're workshopping it.
You don't like it?
What do you mean?
All right. True story. Foxy made.
Yeah, this is on Foxy.
Foxy
actually
made a little mistake before the show. I said we got DB on Hammer Down today, and he goes, "Oh, good. I'm gonna wait to put my picks in until the junkyard dog is on the show."
We told him, we said it was tour junk. But now
you are.
With that being said,
junkyard dog,
tour junkies.
I think it's better than the junkie.
It's way better
because we originally calling you the junkie, which you know the junkie has a negative connotation sometimes too, because those people end up in, you know, sometimes the gutter and stuff like that.
Yeah, like
not in Augusta.
I'm not one of those bad junkies. Oh yeah, they are down in Augusta. They are in Augusta.
Okay, good to know. You're a good junkie. But, you're a junkie who just fiends off of golf, brother.
Yeah, baby.
Like a junkyard dog.
Okay, but yeah.
All right, you don't love junkyard dog. Okay,
well,
we're gonna workshop.
We'll only call you junkyard dog when you're not on the show.
Okay.
Well, why don't you sleep on it? Okay.
Who's the bomb, DB? Hit us with the bomb. Hold on.
I have one more comment.
I was waiting for this one, brother.
I have to take a shot because
we're friends.
Speaking of the creatures that live under the bridge around Augusta, Connor, when he popped in a minute ago, his hair was
a bit old.
One of those guys / I don't know if you guys are going to get this reference. Maybe I'm too old for this reference. I don't know. Do you remember Carl from like Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
I do not.
Connor looks like Carl's like illegitimate son or something.
Oh yeah. Aqua Teen Hunger Force. What is that?
Is it a cartoon? Was that a cartoon?
Yeah, wasn't it like an inappropriate adult cartoon?
I thought so. Carl. Yeah, it was on. It was probably on like with Robot Chicken.
Adult Swim.
There we go. Maybe.
Yeah.
In Connor's defense, he was working out. He works out right after the show, so he was working out. Oh. And popped in here. Oh, so that's his workout here. That's his workout here. Okay, guys.
Is Connor the next one in? Is Connor the next one at the PMS headquarters there to get married and like wifed up with kids and all that stuff?
The downtown boys are still running wild.
Yeah, I don't think
we're a couple junkyard dogs downtown.
Yeah, I'm gonna get odds out on that soon.
Okay,
you are live from Augusta. You were live from the course yesterday. How are we feeling? What's the scuttlebutt around Augusta?
Well, the first thing I'll tell you is four barbecue Sammies is about two too many because I have paid the price today. I will say that. I love the barbecue sandwich is my favorite at Augusta, and four is too many.
I didn't see that on Rombo's.
He wasn't at the menu. I don't think he was at
the dinner. Oh, you didn't go to Rombo's dinner?
Yeah, I didn't get to go to that. They didn't invite the junkyard dog to the champion's dinner.
How could you?
Catch it on.
No, it's not. No, it's not. That's the last time.
All right. What's the talk around town?
Yeah, man. I mean, everybody's kind of, you know, deep diving into this weather situation. Yeah, there's always freaking weather at Augusta.
It's always early, too. It always feels like it's Thursday for some reason.
Yep.
Yeah. So we're going to get a little bit of that tomorrow. It's going to dictate some things. But what I talked to yesterday was a couple guys who said the golf course was firmer than it's ever been. Ooh. And they think that's Augusta preparing for the weather Thursday. Smart. So that they can quickly get it right back to where they want it. Dude. One of my friends, Ryan Jameson, is the caddy that was on Akshay's bag last week for week one. Week one, my boy J-Mo, shout out J-Mo. He is also, I'm pretty sure, he's a Hammer Down fan. He's a gambler.
Shout out, brother.
J-Mo. Why'd you let him go
get taped? That was ridiculous.
Well, we talked about the shoulder and all that stuff, but J-Mo said he talked to Lance Bennett, not Lance Armstrong. That's the guy with one testicle. Lance Bennett, who longtime caddy, and he's like, Lance said, dude, on Thursday, when the last guy walks off the last green, they are going to kick that sub air on as soon as his foot steps off the green, and they're going to dry that thing out so bad. So I think we'll see a soft course tomorrow, but it's going to be firmed up by Friday all over again.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday supposed to be beautiful. So Sunday they'll have it exactly how they want. It's going to be a Sunday finish, so I'm not too worried about it.
Do you know who loves a firm course?
Scotty Scheffler.
Stewie Sink.
There it is. There it is.
Is Stu in this mess?
Stu's in.
No.
What the fuck?
Not.
What do you mean?
Stuart Sink is not in the Masters.
He was fucking played the fucking last week, brother.
What do you mean?
Okay, last week was the Valero Texas.
He's grandfathered in with the fucking sunburn on his head, dude. Guy gave his heart and soul to the fucking PGA Tour.
He did.
The Masters don't care about the PGA Tour.
No, they.
Did you see that melter he had a couple weeks ago? He was fucking. He was ahead. DB. We were spitballing earlier, and I think. Do you not think the sports book, any sports book, should have you could bet whether a LIV guy or a PGA guy could win? That would crush.
I think I've seen that though. Like I've seen where you can take LIV versus PGA, like versus the field.
Oh, really?
See, because I was looking for it, I couldn't find it. I saw a top LIV golfer, but I did not see tour. I didn't see.
I want like a head to head.
Yeah, tour to win. PGA minus 250.
Yeah, I saw that today. Am I allowed to say any book on here?
Sure,
let it eat, brother.
Yeah, let it eat.
Okay, I think FanDuel has that.
The blue one.
That's where I was looking. I went under Tourney Special.
The green one probably has it too.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of the colors probably do have it. I just couldn't find it.
I believe they stole my idea of that book.
I'm sure you're the only one to think of that too, Gumpy.
When's the last time? Because I was thinking about it in my head. Was it like the Rory run? Obviously, Tiger's odds were absurd when he was on his run, but for plus 400 for Scotty, when's the last time it was that short? Like for the Masters,
Tiger. Like
no, for the Masters, it was Tiger.
It wasn't even Rory during his run.
No,
I don't think so.
No,
Tiger.
No.
Tiger's gotten even lower than this, I believe.
Oh, I thought Tiger was even money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tiger, I think, went off as an actual favorite once.
No, he was not even money to win the Masters.
He wasn't?
He was once.
Are you serious?
I think he was like 0-2.
So you're saying it was what, plus 400?
I was thinking he might have been 3-1 at one point.
Okay. I would in top of my head, I was guessing Tiger was even money to win the fucking when during the Tiger Slam and all that. I mean, I figured it was Tiger even money.
I think 0-1 to like 0-6, he never got north of like 6-1.
Yeah, no, yeah, I believe that. I just don't know that he got down to even money.
You tell me Stu Sink winning the Open in 2009 doesn't get into this fuck. I mean,
dude.
But so
I wonder if he knows he has such a big fan in you.
Oh, he does. We talk all the time. How do you feel about Rory, brother? You think he's going to show up or no?
I am a noted Rory denier, have been for forever.
I'm with you, brother.
And I've always been right. But I will say, I do think the way he's handled his preparation for this Masters is probably the best he could have done. I mean, remember last year, this time last year, everybody was tripping over themselves to bet Rory every possible way they could have bet it, because he came into that press conference, he had played the weekend before, he talked about some crazy score he shot, he said he felt as confident in his game as he'd ever been coming into Augusta, he felt amazing, but all this pressure was on him. He had that intense press conference last year, everybody talking about him being the guy, and then he freaking trunk slammed. He was on his couch Saturday, and this year it feels like he's done everything opposite. He's been a little low key. His form hasn't been great. He finally played well at Valero last week, with the help of just maybe watching Stu Sink warm up on the range or something. Smart, I don't know, but
yep.
Finally played well. Yes, last week hit it well. Did everything he needed to do. He didn't need to win last week. He just needed to show something, and then didn't come allegedly didn't come on property until yesterday. Like didn't even come to the course Monday. Avoided the chaos.
Got the scaries.
Did his presser, and it doesn't feel like anybody's like it's a totally different vibe this year. It's Scheffler, it's Xander, it's Rahm, it's Koepka getting all the love and all the steam. So it is a better cocktail, I think, for Rory to win than it was last year. But I would not bet Rory to win this week.
Yeah, me either. He's not on my card. Fun fact, Tiger was plus 150 in 2001.
Ooh, wow.
He was minus 125 in 07 and plus 130 in 08.
Wow.
Minus
no way. To win the whole tournament?
To win the whole tournament. That's Tiger, absurd. Brother. That's Tiger. Crazy. Bruce, what do you got?
That's wild. So of the LIV guys, Joaquin Neiman kind of seems to be the it's so sharp, it's getting square pick where everybody's giving it
100%
out.
100% square.
Gotcha. Yeah, I do think he has as good a shot as anybody. Of the bigger names, are we sleeping on Bryson DeChambeau at all here? Is he going to overpower this thing, get his Masters green jacket?
Bruce, I mean, I consider you, you know, a solid golf gambler.
You cannot overpower.
But Bryson is not.
No.
Bryson is not going to get it done. I do think Bryson has the long game to compete at Augusta, which is essential. But what he does not have is the artistry required to compete at Augusta and the short game. Him from 100 yards in with those dang 6-iron length, 58-degree wedges in it. Like, I don't understand how he does that. Like, a pitching wedge and a lob wedge and a sand wedge around these greens with these slopes at a 6-iron length and all the BS he tries to calculate into every shot, I don't think works here. And I think until he relinquishes that a little bit when he shows up at Augusta, I think he's going to have a hard time. And there's been years where I think it was 2021, he finished like 46th, okay? He gained like 4.5 strokes off the tee. He crushed off the tee. And everybody's like, oh, yeah, that's what Bryson's going to do. But you got to get up and down on three. Basically, no matter what you do on three, you got to get up and down for birdie. You got to get up and down. He's going to have to get up and down on the par fives because even though he's long, he will miss the greens on the par fives. There's other times you're going to have to get up and down on these long par fours to save a par. And I don't trust his short game well enough to contend today. But I do think Bryson has the long game, obviously, the distance, the mid irons, the long irons to one day do it. But I don't think it's this year.
I shit you not, okay?
Shit you not.
I went through all my stuff. Okay. And my four guys that I had that could win this tournament were the top four guys on betthenumbergolf.com, which is the custom model that you have developed with your guys. Great website. If you guys need golf information, golf betting information, it's a incredible model at betthenumbergolf.com. But you have Scotty, Xander, Wyndham, and Hideki. Ooh, and those are the four that I believe in as well. Are those the four that you believe in?
So what I like to do is I like to build my own model. Yeah. On like after Bet the Number publishes their model, I will then tinker with it and do my thing. My top four are Scotty, Xander, Hideki, and actually Corey Connors, the Canadian.
Okay.
Yes.
But I mean, I think Wyndham Clark has shown that he's, you said Wyndham Clark was up there.
Yeah.
Like that kid went from 0 to 60 in a major championship really quick. I think it's possible here. I don't think it's likely. I liked it a little more on Saturday and Sunday when I was starting to get into everything. I like it a little less now in terms of winning, but I do think he has some top five upside, top 10 upside.
Good.
You know, I'm wide open.
Connor wanted me to ask about Ricky Fowler.
Oh dear God!
Did he win? Is he winning the par three still? Because we know who
he was leading it when I walked out.
Same.
To take.
Okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
What was it? The players? It's already happened. What already happened?
Yes.
Yeah.
The players has already
happened. I watched some of that featured group that he snuck into, and I was not overly.
Ricky had a great bounce back year last year.
Yes.
He has not followed up so far this year. Yep. Correct.
I think he was in a group with like JT and Scotty, and it was like, which one of these is not like the other the whole time I watched.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. His, in 2024, his best finish is a 35th at Riviera.
That's not good.
He's missed 1, 2, 3 cuts. And if you don't count the Century, which is a no cut event with 70 guys, he finished 56th in not a single one of his events in 2024, which he's played 2, 4, 6, 8. He's played 9 events, and not a single one of them has he gained strokes off the tee and approach combined ball striking. Like that is a major issue. Now we do know that at Augusta, you can, if you're an older, more experienced player, you can come into Augusta not on great form. Look at Phil Mickelson last year. You can come into Augusta not on great form and your baseline goes up a little bit. You can do a little better than maybe people would project.
Yeah.
So maybe for Ricky, with his incoming form, that looks like a top 40, maybe. But, I mean, 50 guys and ties are going to make the weekend. Like, there's no way I would bet on Ricky to win.
No
way.
Absolutely not. Connor also wanted me to ask, do you have a top amateur bet?
Christo Lamprecht. I'm taking the favorite
great
here.
Name.
Didn't this guy let us down at some point? I feel like I've heard this guy's
name. We've never heard this guy's name because I'd remember that name.
I did tout him at the Open Championship, which if you remember there, Brucey Brian, he was your first round leader.
How does that make you feel?
Ooh, yeah, well, how about that?
Hot Bruce? Out the gate.
Now, that, from there, he did proceed to make the cut, but he, I think he finished like 74th.
That'll happen.
Lamprecht is the number one amateur in the world right now. He's the favorite amateur. He's like 6'9". He hits it 400 yards, not really, but very close.
Yeah.
And South African, good. You know, South Africans have a good record around Augusta. Yeah, it's like similar grasses and conditions and stuff. But also a Georgia Tech boy. And I said this to a buddy earlier. I caddied Augusta for a couple years. Remember that?
Yeah.
There are four colleges that, you know, Augusta has a lot of membership that represents. University of Georgia, Georgia Tech, Clemson, and South Carolina. If you play golf for one of those schools, members will do everything they can to help you out. Okay. They will host you to play ahead of time. They will make sure that you have a veteran local caddy walk around with you and your caddy prior to the tournament to give you some tips. They will make sure you get in a good practice round group so you can play. They'll schedule a practice round with a veteran that maybe walks around and talks to you about what's going on.
Good to know.
They will do anything they can to help their school look, you know, represent well at the Masters. So I'm sure that Christo, being a Georgia Tech guy, has had some laps around here, and he's had as many people as possible pouring into him a little bit, more so than the other amateurs. Now, I'm not going to take him to win the dang thing, but like I could see him making the cut, and I wouldn't bet anybody else top amateur.
Okay. Now, before we let you go, we can't let you out of here without getting fucking DB's big balls.
Big junkyard dog balls. I got a big bomb that I'm looking at. It's old Harry English with that, fiery plastic of his. What do you think about him?
A hairy ball, huh?
Yeah, nice hairy balls.
Well said.
I don't mind a little Harris English. I don't mind it. He's got a good short game. Hits it far enough. It's not amazing, but hits it far enough. And we know the irons can be money when he's on. It's not one of my favorites, but I'm not going to talk you off of that one, Bruce.
Okay, who's your favorite big balls? You don't have to give them all away. Obviously, you can get them on there.
Give us the one. Twitter, give us the one. Give us one bomb. Give us the one bomb, brother.
Let me try to sell you on one of my biggest bomb. He will be an outright bet for me. He's triple digits in the outright market right now. He is definitely a top 20 bet for me. His best top 20 number you can find is around plus 350. I think this golf course suits Keegan Bradley extremely well.
Sold.
But he is underperformed at Augusta National. And in his last few attempts, though, he has gotten a little bit better every year. Last year, he had his best finish in a few years, finished 23rd last year. You got to hit it far, which he does. You have to hit it high, which he's one of the higher iron hits his irons higher than anybody. You got to hit it high to hold the greens. You got to hit your mid irons and long irons really well, which he does. Obviously, his short game is terrible, but guys with bad short game do fine at Augusta all the time. Corey Connors, Sergio Garcia, that happens. Bad putters do well there. Wills Altores is a bad putter everywhere else, does great at Augusta. So Keegan, to me, is completely overlooked and under the radar. And he's not playing amazing, but he's also not – his numbers aren't like Ricky Fowler bad. He's just kind of like humming along at average everywhere. I could see him I could see him playing really well. I said in the beginning of the year that I thought Keegan was going to kind of have an FU tour in 2024 for the Ryder Cup snub. I think he's going to go – I think he has potential to go bananas this year. We haven't seen it yet, but I think Keegan could have a big year, and it could start here.
Are we worried about the ratings being down, or maybe even the tournament not starting without Gooch there?
Yeah, man, god dang, huh? Well, you think they'll let Jack hit the tee shot without?
That's a good question. That's a really good question.
I don't know. We'll see. I guess we'll have to wake up tomorrow morning. Everybody can wake up and have a coffee and see what happens.
All right, who's wearing the green jacket on Sunday?
Well, if it's not Scoot,
okay. That's how I always. If it's not Scotty, who?
Yeah. My two favorites are Brooks. I love Brooks at 20-1, 18-1, which he's stayed. I guess people are a little turned off by his last couple rounds at Live Miami, and a little turned off by this putter news or some putter changes that he's made. I don't care. I think Brooks wants the Masters so dang bad, and I think he wants retribution for round four last year. I just think he's going to turn up and do his thing. And a guy that I also really love, and he's been bet down, he's steamed hard, but I cannot tell you, I don't think I've bet on this guy outright in the last 2 years, but this is the first year, the first week I have been on it. And on Saturday when we did our show, I said, I can't believe I'm saying it, but I actually believe that at 18-1 at the time, Xander Schauffele was the outright. He's now down to 14. That makes me feel a little iffy, because my problem with Xander has always been, you know, he just can't close the deal.
Yeah.
And so I have a hard time betting a guy at 14-1 that historically hasn't been able to close the deal. But 18-1, I was really enticed. But man, Xander's playing so great. His record here is fantastic. His press conference Monday, I try not to get too jazzed up about it, but I watched the whole thing. It was beautiful.
Okay.
He was relaxed. He was confident. He was having a great time. He just seemed like in the best headspace, which I think you have to be to win the Masters. So I like Xander and Brooks up top.
All right. Thank you, man. Check out Tour Junkies on everything. BetTheNumberGolf.com is awesome. We appreciate you. Good luck.
Thanks, boys. Love you. Now that Mitt's got it figured out, like, let me cook it up with the boys some more. Let's
hell
do
yeah.
Here we go.
We will. Now
Junkyard,
that Mitt's got it figured
Junkyard
out.
Junkyard dog's back, brother.
See you, dude.
All right. Thanks, Tone. Thanks, Mitt. And thanks, Bruce. Appreciate it.
See you never, brother. Enjoy the Masters. We'll see you next year for the Masters, you, brother. Thanks for coming.
Okay. Love you, Gump.
See ya. Yeah. So who do I think is going to win?
Good heat.
Obviously, I have four: Scotty, Xander, Hideki, and who else did I say? Wyndham.
I like Wyndham's price, to be fair.
I wish we asked about JT. I don't know what it is, but I kind of like him, even though he's been a letdown basically all 2024.
Yeah, it's tough to trust JT.
Yeah, I
not I'll just be 2024, 2023 was
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, I'll be honest. Sometimes I just feel in my plums this magic where I feel like I can know who's going to win a golf tournament, and I don't have it much right now.
I have a seven leg three ball round one parlay. It's Siwoo, Russ Henley, Brooks, Wyndham Clark, Hideki, Tony Finau, and the aforementioned Corey Connors.
Nice.
That is plus 23,000.
Here we go.
Something to think about.
It's good. It's good. Yeah. It's good golf betting.
It's good golf betting.
Good to talk to the.
I might just be Harris English and Keegan Bradley only.
Is Sam Burns at plus 8,000 not absurd?
If Sam was on any of my stuff.
I'm just spitballing.
I want to say his form is not spectacular. Yeah.
Like, I don't hate Cam Smith at plus 5,000.
I'd take a shot on Sam Burns. Top 20 for sure.
Cam Smith feels like a massive overlay at plus 5,000.
Right?
I don't know what his form on Liv.
Cam was like. Not on any of my list.
Feels like he shows up for the big moments.
Yeah. And the Liv form is so ridiculously hard to handicap because it just probably doesn't matter at all.
I got a list of about 20 guys here, and, you know, Cam Smith's not on it.
I'm going to throw these are my junkyard balls, as you would say.
Yep.
Brian Harman plus 7,500.
Okay.
I'm live on that.
Fuck yeah.
Lefties do play well.
And I am live on Cam Smith. And like I said, when Connor was in here,
Stusing.
I'm gonna be holding the fucking lefty ticket.
Have to.
Because you have to. And I also, you have to have this ticket. I don't care what you think. You take whatever. You have to have Tiger Woods plus 240 to make the cut.
Have to.
You have to have that ticket.
Have to do it.
If you lose,
that's just chalk it up to the game.
Yeah, that's how you bet golf.
Yeah. Brother. Maybe hedge it with a Tiger matchup.
Yeah. No.
No. Just make the cut, brother. No. He looks good. He feels good.
Looks great. Let's do NBA.
I got nothing.
Cavs are 18.5-point favorites. Yeah. Atlanta's 10.5-point favorites. Brooklyn's 11.5-point favorites. Dallas, 2-point favorites going into Miami.
Oh.
I'm taking Dallas money line.
Okay, yes. There is I do have a, hold on. Hold the phone. There was some stats I saw this morning.
Are we thinking potentially a Magic against the Bucks with Giannis injury.
Giannis injury, Bucks won, Orlando lost.
Yeah.
So we're thinking feels like bounce a, back Orlando.
So like Orlando, maybe. Mavs Heat.
Mm-hmm.
Mavs 15-2 ATS, their last 17. 18-4 ATS is a road favorite. Miami 1-8 ATS is a home dog. Mavs 10-3 ATS in the second game of back to back.
Okay.
So you put me down for the Mavs.
I might jump on the Mavs and the Magic then.
I don't hate the, I don't know what's going on with the Clippers and the Suns, but.
They're back to back.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening there, but who's out for the, like, what is this line? This feels the same as last night, doesn't it? It is the
same as last night.
Last night it was 8.5.
No, but like they're getting 3.5 at home, right?
Yeah, it's 5.5 right now is what I'd say.
5.5?
Oh, you know what? Fuck.
Who's out?
Oh, this. Paul George and James Harden are both out.
Kawhi's in?
Kawhi is not in. No.
Okay.
Starting lineup is...
The line's 8 right now.
Yeah.
Or 8 again?
Mm-hmm. So it went back up after the George and Harden injury. Yeah, it's like Terrence Mann, Zubac, Westbrook, PJ Tucker, and Norman Powell.
Okay. I'm out, but looking into the playoffs, I feel like we're... If you believe in the Clippers, and I do believe in the Clippers, and it has bit me in the ass numerous times in the Kawhi Paul George era,
mm-hmm.
I feel like you're going to get some good lines on the Clippers in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but hasn't James Harden really fallen off a cliff?
It's all right. Russ had a great game last night.
Yeah. Okay. They're deep, man. Like, if they're rolling out their whole roster every night in the playoffs, they are deep.
Yeah, give me the Mavs and Magic.
All right. Put me down for the Mavs.
I'm going to add on, I have both of those, and then I'm going to add on Minnesota plus 5.5 going into Denver. Denver doesn't really have anything to play for.
No.
And I just think Minnesota's good. Anthony Edwards is a dog, dude.
Or is this game for the one seed?
No.
No?
No.
No.
No?
No. Mitt says no.
Mitt says no.
What did the standings
ESPN
say?
ESPN's telling me they have the exact same record.
Oh, no, it is.
So.
It is.
Huh.
You were very confident about yourself, though, which
I respect. That.
Always are.
I do like that. You sold me, brother. You always do.
The winner will likely.
I would like to say that.
I mean, I asked that question. I kind of. I don't know that I set you up for failure because you just came out and said no.
I knew.
But I kind of knew that they had the same record going into the
tournament. Well, that does put more added pressure on the Minnesota Timberwolves because they have to be the fucking one seed if the Lakers want any chance of doing anything in this tournament. So,
fucking Joey Gallo just went yard for the Nats.
Hey, I could hit on bad teams.
Crikey.
NHL tonight, 3 games.
I got Oilers money line.
Okay.
And Cougars in 60.
Okay.
And then tomorrow, footy, I got AC Milan money line versus Roma. Marseille, double chance versus Benfica. Friday, Union Berlin, double chance versus Augsburg. And Lens money line versus Mets. I'll probably tweet out my footy picks for the weekend.
Okay. We are off Thursday, Friday. Junkyard Dog just texted me.
What did he say?
He forgot to mention his favorite bet. Shane Lowry, 60-1.
Ooh.
Hey.
Now we're talking. That was now the biggest ball of them all.
Yep.
Not a lot digit of, ball, but a good ball.
Not a lot of undulation.
Not a big ball.
Tons of undulation. Only you guys think that, okay?
Not a lot of hills.
There is. At Augusta?
Walking?
Tons.
Really?
All up and down.
It's hard to walk?
Yeah, all up and down.
It looks like it's not.
But it is.
But it is.
It looks like gentle slopes leading you.
Things up and down, brother.
Dude, it's fucking up and down, and it's gonna be firm.
Big come Friday. Sky, Montana.
It's gonna be firm. It's gonna be firm come Friday morning, brother.
Anything else?
Tony, I've got something for you.
Okay.
Well, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Success in golf depends less on the strength of your body, more on the strength of your mind and character. Right. Arnold Palmer.
Oh,
nice. Hey.
Good choice today, Mitt.
Fucking understood.
Good choice today.
Well done.
Understand the assignment.
He wasn't going to let down the
nice
guard.
Nice pause, too. We were like, who?
All right.
Well, it's good heat.
Good luck.
God bless.
Never. Nah.